pre and penultimate radio obituary is for S. Presley Blake, the American restaurateur. He was the co-founder of the Friendly Ice Cream Corporation, more commonly known as Friendly's. He just passed away at 106. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary for S. Presley Blake right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. Hi, kids. This is Porgy Tirebiter, reminding every one of you to listen for the happy sound of those bells every afternoon about this time. Because they mean our Oasis ice cream man is right around the corner with a truckload of frosty Oasis bars in four favorite flavors. Chocolate mud, dewberry, cocoa date, and camel. And frozen Oasis water pops. 99.9% fresh tap water with real artificial fruit-like flavors added. Oasis water pops leave your mouth red. So when you hear bells today, run out and shout, "Hey, Mr. Oasis man, I got a nickel. Wait for me."
I don't like snakes, but if you want to know someone who did, you should have met my wife. She's gone now 4 or 4.5 years, but one time when we lived in Hopkinton, a fella came up the street in a truck. He had a couple kids in it with him. He said, "Mrs. Cobb, could I see you a minute?" She said yes, and he looked her over. Then he says, "Kids, you get your ice cream cones." So she said, "What's this all about?" And he said to her, "The kids told us that you had a snake in the pocket of your blouse, and I didn't believe it. I told him I'd buy him an ice cream cone if you did, and I see you have one in there." What happened was she found this little snake and picked it up and put it in her pocket. She did. She loved him. Every time she'd go to a fair or anything like that where they had snakes, she always went down there and handled the snakes and thought it was a lot of fun. She could do it. I don't wanna.
Ice cream. You scream, or you scream for ice cream. Well, no, that's bad. Ice cream. You scream, or you scream for ice cream. You understand it? Ice cream. You scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream. You scream. We all scream for ice cream.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the antepenultimate radio obituary is for George Balsavec, the Serbian and Yugoslav singer, writer, poet, and director. He began his career in the mid-1970s, joining a group called Zetva. They recorded a humorous tango-oriented hit single, which sold more than 180,000 copies. He left that band and went to another band, Rani Mraz, and then transitioned to a solo career. He became one of the most prominent critics of Slobodan Milosevic, but remained a prolific singer and songwriter, recording 14 albums. He also wrote 8 books and was characterized by the media and commentators as a musical legend who wrote many evergreen hits. He just passed away at 67. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary for George Balsavec, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Kad je pre mnogo leta bal pravio baron, von Ligenstuhl je pozvan da naiđe i on. čim ušao je u sad. Onako lep i mlad, prišla mu neka dama i uzviknula tad. U razdeljak te ljubim,
ljubim
svim žarom srca svog,
srca svog,
jer hoću da poludim,
ludim
zbog razdeljka ti tvoj. U razdeljak te ljubim, jer želim da se znam, zbog njega razum gubim, zbog njega nemam sna,
zbog njega nemam sna. Podmigen štul je hitro napustio taj bal, želeći da pre svega iskinira skandal. Al već sledećeg dana ponovilo se zlo, sigore njeno pismo
u razdeljak te ljubim,
ljubim
svim žarom srca svog,
srca svog,
jer hoću da poludim,
ludim
zbog razdeljka ti tvoj. U razdeljak te ljubim, jer želim da se zna, zbog njega razum gubim, zbog njega nemam sna,
zbog njega nemam sna.
Olegin štul je bio zbunjen stvarima tim, izgubio je živce, promenio se sasvim i počeo je da traži u alkoholu spas.
Kad ti to ne leži ni za lek.
Ne ide
ide se preko mora bez kompasa i motora, nema veze što je srednji vek. Ne ide se preko mora bez kompasa i motora, nema veze što je srednji vek.
The penultimate radio obituary is for G. Gordon Liddy, the American lawyer, FBI agent, talk show host, actor, and figure in the Watergate scandal as the chief operative in the White House plumbers unit during the Nixon administration. He was convicted of conspiracy, burglary, and illegal wiretapping for his role in the scandal. I didn't know it at the time. Well, I didn't know it before it happened. I knew it immediately after, but I did shake his hand one time. I didn't recognize him. He's not that recognizable of a figure to me. G. Gordon Liddy just passed away at 90. It's the penultimate radio obituary with great help from one Chuck Yu, not Belinda, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
This is a song about G. Gordon Liddy, Watergate bagman and law and order fanatic, who recently gave himself a new middle name. He called himself Battles. Now, he used to work for the Dick Nixon gang, but he's now retired and living on a 6 to 30 year pension at the federal penitentiary in Danbury, Connecticut.
Hunt asked Gordon Liddy, don't you think it's pretty risky if we implement your plan? Gordon turned to Howard, said, don't be a coward. I've seen John, and John thinks that it's grand. John said, Gordon, I'm not sure we can afford it, but it's great even though it's kind of wild. We'll scrap the floating whorehouse, keep the listening dormouse. Dick will love it, I'm sure it's just his style. Gordon, Gordon battled it. We're so proud of what you did. You blew the cover off the plumbers, gave us daytime TV for the summer. We're so proud of what you did. You told Richard Nixon, I think I can fix it. Gordon's cool, he's right enough for me. Let him talk to Mitchell, if they're pinched, he'll get them out. In no time for a modest fee. So Gordon went ahead, he found some Cuban friends who hated Castro for the CIA. He sent them to the Watergate with Barker and some masking tape to stop them commies. This was the only way.
Hi there, I'm Mrs. Hunt. I've come to fix things up. Where's the drop?
Jeez, a lady plumber. What'll Combat think of next? Hey, what's in your bag?
It's new green money, laundered in Mexico. It'll help keep even these old Washington things from leaking.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's wrong with my brand of lettuce? It looks good enough to me.
Well, let's have a look. Ring around the dollar, ring around the dollar.
Holy baloney, my money's dirty.
It sure is. You see, Tony, many kinds of improperly laundered funds leave embarrassing telltale traces in bank records and can cause permanent stains on reputations.
No kidding.
But Mexican funds with secret ingredient ITT keep the White House clean while they prevent the dirt from getting out.
Wow.
All it takes is just a few $100,000 a month, and you can cover up even the worst mess. And thanks to his illegal political action, Mexican money goes to work where it counts, removing all evidence of crime, greased palms, and dirty tricks in those hard-to-get-at high places.
Boy, that Mex cabbage sure sounds terrific.
Use laundered Mexican money. It really pays off.
Get it so white.
Final touch, Grandma.
Scrounging for a topic. Rock a black gravy train. Cradle's gonna rock me. 37 million for Larry Parker got me. World War 14, my first Sony. Beatles wrote the Nike song, I call it macaroni. Billie Jean, Burger King, chauvinist, big pin. U.S. Army only wants a few straight men.
I, for
The ultimate radio obituary is for Malcolm Cecil, the British jazz bassist and record producer. He was a founding member of the leading UK jazz quintet of the 1950s, the Jazz Couriers, and then went on to join a number of other British jazz combos led by Dick Morrissey, Tony Crombie, and Ronnie Scott in the late 1950s and early 60s. He was in the initial lineup of Blues Incorporated, part of the duo Tonto's Expanding Headband, and he collaborated and co-produced several of Stevie Wonder's Grammy-winning albums of the early 1970s. The vocalist Gil Scott-Heron wrote that he considered Cecil a creative genius. Malcolm Cecil just passed away at 84. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
If you are pushing 70, or just approaching 17, you will be looking for a he, not too unlike your wildest dream, who will also act reliably. You know the sort of thing I mean. Consider age, mentality, income, color, class, and creed. But if you want a certainty, the type of fellow you will need is known as the liberal man. When first you meet him, the whole world seems to pause, and as he looks into your eyes, he tells you why deep-rooted prejudice and bourgeois laws demand a revolution, do or die. And as he slips into your bed, he tells you how to change the state by striving for the cause. And you feel confident that he'll do nothing less. Although the only state he changed that night was yours. And when he asks you, do you love me? You gladly answer, yes. When you are wed, he says we may not have a home, because the novel I am writing will describe our way of life as rotten to the bone. And those who tell the truth are kept outside. But when the audience, whose values he derided, begin to buy his book, the pounds roll in. So he buys a house on credit, it's decided that he'd be more effective working from within. And when he whispers, you still love me, you kiss his mortgage chin. When his son is born, he says, I think it best to take a steady job and drive a car. My wife should feel secure, and she should be well-dressed, and little Mark must go to Winchester. But when he finds his tongue is nailed to the floor by the steady job he cannot do without, you'll hear that nonconformist who's conforming roar. Oh, it was you and your damn child made me sell out. Then he whimpers, do you love me? And you have to answer, sure. So time goes by, and you pass another year, and as you sigh and think of things that might have been, your husband hides his face in the Observer. And you, my dear, you cry into the Queen. So time goes by and little Mark comes home from school, declaring that the country's good and dead. You smile, you feel quite safe, you know the rule, that time and compromise will soothe his dreamy head. And when he asks you, do you love me? You send him up to bed.
Thank you.
Wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Malcolm Cecil and nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've got one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron, who's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. We would have that no other way. Then hopefully you'll hang out with us all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where you've just been lovely to hang out with and spend time with tonight. Thank you very much for all of it, all of the time. Then we'll be back here next Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern here on WMFO with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. I've got tons of it, after all. What am I going to do with it otherwise? So like I said, Automatron, hanging out all week long, back here next week. And now we wrap up the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Malcolm Cecil and tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford's 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Come see.
imagine that we're really, really small. We can walk across the drawbridge and get inside the castle walls.